First off, tell us about the honor of winning the medal and then going out and having a really good first match in the match play today.
It was awesome. I mean, I don't think in any match play event I've been the one seed, so it was definitely different, but it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it feels good to kind of have that confidence that I had in stroke play going into match play and trying to play the same game. I mean, I was basically just trying to do the same thing I did the past 2 days, so feels good.
What do you think about this golf course? They used the pandemic times to do some restoration and renovation work out here. How do you think it turned out?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I said this yesterday, and I texted my coach. I was like, I feel like this course sets up so well, and I think it's awesome, and I think they've done a really good job, and I mean, everything is just really good out here, so it looks really nice.
How many WWGA events have you played in, the junior and this one?
I played in a junior 2 years ago, and then last year I played at the Western, the AM, so. And then, so this is my third year, yeah.
So you were down at Prestwick last year.
Yeah, so I made it to the 16 in that one, and that one was really, really fun, so it was good.
So the girl you played in the first round this morning, another girl goes to college in Kentucky, so is there a little Kentucky rivalry there?
Yeah, I think so. We both never really said it, but I think we both kind of knew, like, oh, it's like the battle of bluegrass almost, I mean, but it was a lot of fun. She was a nice girl, so it was cool to play with her.
And finally, what's your approach to the rest of the match play? Does it change at all from the stroke play, or does it just depend on how the match and where it stands?
I think it's a lot of just remembering that you're supposed to be playing your own game, that anything can happen out there. You know, I mean, if you need to press, you press. But if you don't need to and you can stay patient, then I think that's way more important to just kind of, you know, keep playing your game, keep doing what you're doing, trying to, you know, stay in the moment. I kind of struggled in the beginning with kind of getting too fast or too quick. And then Connor, my caddy, was like, oh, like, why don't you back off? Like, you know, you're taking a little bit less time than you usually do. And after he said that, it helped out a lot. So just kind of like chill it out, bring it back. So it's good.
I know that this day isn't ending the way you hoped, but Sarah, talk about at least advancing out of the stroke play into the match play. I mean, there was, I don't know, 13, 14 girls from Illinois, and you were the only one from the home state that advanced.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, I didn't think I would be the only one from the home state being able to make it to the top 32. Having the cut at even was crazy because that was the lowest I think I've ever seen a cut, especially since this is the most competitive feel they've had in the history. I thought that was crazy, and I was just really proud of myself to make the cut, especially in the 9-girl playoff for the 3 spots. Mm-hmm. That was pretty difficult, and I was able to do that too, so it was cool.
Did you make an early birdie in the playoff to advance or something like that?
No, I didn't actually. I just made 5 pars in a row, and then I made it. The last girl bogeyed, so I just got in with a par.
Well, tell us a little bit about WWGA Championships. I know this isn't the first one you've played in. How good are they of an experience and an event for you to be a part of?
It's a really good experience. I've played in, I think, 4 of them now. I played in a few juniors as well. This is my second amateur one. It's just really good experience because you get both the stroke play and then you also get the match play in there too. And in college and even the pro events, you do have match play in there. And then stroke play, of course. So it's really good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, during the pandemic, the course here, they underdid a renovation of the golf course. What did you think of the golf course? And I don't know if you had ever been here before to see what changes they've made, but the bunkers have been changed, some tree things, a little yardage was added. What did you think of the golf course overall?
I really liked the golf course. It was beautiful. Everything, like the fairways were perfectly mowed. All the blades of grass were like the same length. The greens were all taken care of really nicely. There were like just a few ball marks, but everybody tries to repair them. Divots repaired. It was just so pretty. I really liked playing it.
Mm-hmm. What didn't go well for you today? Just a matter of not making enough putts, or was there more to it?
I think there's more to it. My swing's been a little bit off. I couldn't really get my drives in the fairway. I was kind of missing them off to the right. And my irons, I wasn't really feeling too comfortable over the ball. And putting was actually pretty good. Chipping was good, so I was kind of saving a little bit there. But it was really just my long game that wasn't really there today. So I'm going to have to work on that when I get back.
Yeah. So where are you in terms of school? Another year or two to go at Western Kentucky?
I have two more years. And if I want to take my fifth year, I could have three. So I'm still trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. But pushing forward to hopefully someday a career in golf.
Yep. We'll see how it goes the next few years. If I get better, then maybe. But it's all just depends on the time and how long it takes for me to get better.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for you this summer? Have you tried to qualify for like women's amateur and stuff like that?
Yeah, I tried to qualify for the U.S. Women's Am and I was two shots away. They took a -3 for their last spot, so it was really competitive there too. And then I'm playing in the Kentucky Open August 11th to 12th. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that one goes too.